While serving as a juror in a high-profile murder trial, a family man finds himself struggling with a serious moral dilemma, one he could use to sway the jury and potentially convict or free the wrong killer. That is the plot synopsis of the brand new film that just came out this weekend, Juror Number 2, directed by Clint Eastwood, starring Nicholas Holt as Justin Kemp, Toni Collette as Faith Kilbrew, J.K. Simmons as Harold, Kiefer Sutherland as Larry Lasker. It also stars Chris Messina as Eric Resnick, the defense attorney, Amy Aquino as the judge, Thelma. We know her from the Prime series, Bosch. The film on IMDb is listed as releasing on December 20th, so I don't know if this was an early viewing that I saw. It shows that there was an estimated budget of $30 million. It's only been out for a little while. It's already grossed $13 million. Now, in the film, as the story goes, there was a murder trial going on. They were doing jury selection. The juror number two is the one that was in question. His name was Justin. He finds out what this murder trial was about was something that he was intimately knowledgeable about. The question was he ever going to come forward with the information he had? As you find out in the trailer, if you actually played the trailer, one night he was driving home, he looked down at his phone, he hit something. He thought it was a deer. He stopped, looked over the bridge, the railing, wherever he was. He didn't see what he hit. He got back in the car and drove home, thought nothing of it until he got selected as this juror. He ends up finding out during the events of the trial, the defendant got in a fight with his girlfriend and she started walking down the road. It was a rainy night. He didn't go after her. He got in his car and he drove the opposite direction. She ended up being found dead the next day at the bottom of a bridge, and it was just starting to ring bells in Justin's mind. He's like, oh crap, I hit something that night. Then he starts trying to sway the jury maybe that he was innocent because they did an initial call to see what everyone's votes were. He was the only dissenting vote. Eventually he does end up swaying the jury, got him about half of the jury to say that he was not guilty. Because they were saying she was hit with some sort of a blunt instrument. They didn't know for sure. They didn't really do a very good job of investigating. The prosecution was essentially railroading the guy because he was a little bit of a dirtbag. He was always getting in fights with his girlfriend, but that doesn't make him a murderer. You're certainly waiting and waiting and waiting for Justin to come forward. Is he going to come forward? Is he going to say, I'm the guy who probably hit this person? It was definitely an accident. It wasn't murder by any stretch of the imagination. As the film goes, and I'm entering spoiler territory right now, he never does come forward. They end up convicting the defendant of murder. In the meantime, Faith, the prosecuting attorney played by Toni Collette, was starting to get inklings that maybe she didn't do a good enough job trying to figure out what was going on. By the end of the film, she finally ends up figuring out maybe juror number two did have something to do with this. She wasn't sure, but there was enough evidence that she wanted to ask some more questions. It sort of reminded me of the film Doubt, because she had a nice conversation with juror number two and they talked hypothetically, what if it was an accident and we've convicted the wrong person? And now what if you found out who that person was? And what if that person had a family? Would you want to put that person in jail? And would you want to take the person that's in jail out of jail? Would you want to go through all that? And so there was this hypothetical question. And then at the end, the film sort of strings you along. There's a knock on the door and it's Toni Collette or Faith. He was with the baby and his wife and the credits rolled. So you never got to find out, like, what was she going to do? What was going to be done? What's the right thing to do? And it kind of brought up all those ethical questions. The film was captivating from start to finish. I really, really enjoyed it. It's one of those films that 10 minutes in, you know, oh, this is going to be a great movie. Clint Eastwood did it again. He always is making great films, even in his 90s. And so every time a new film comes out by Clint Eastwood, you got to go see it. You got to see it. It's just amazing. I really, really enjoyed Juror Number 2. The story was interesting. It was captivating. I highly recommend it. And I give Juror Number 2 5 stars.